Joe Manchin caves on a big spending bill, and Biden wants to release a notorious terrorist in exchange for two Americans. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day and lots of laughs, too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We like to get right into it. And what we're going to get into today is the humanitarian crisis in Washington, D.C. That's the words of the mayor, the humanitarian crisis in Washington, D.C., the one caused by the president of the United States. That would be Joseph R. Biden of the great state of Delaware. Did you know, did you know it is still the official position of the Biden administration that the United States-Mexico border is, quote, closed? Did you know that? Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House spokeswoman, said last month, quote, the fact of the matter is the border is closed. And Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, said, our border is not open. Okay, so it is still, I mean, you might be kind of amazed by this. It is still the contention, the official line of the Biden administration that the U.S.-Mexico border is closed. It's kind of like the word recession, which has been redefined in the last few days. The word closed has taken on a new meaning in the Biden era. I think if we go through a few numbers, you'll see what that new meaning is. When Biden took office, would-be illegal border crossers flocked to the border. The number of Border Patrol encounters with illegal crossers went from 646,822 in fiscal year 2020, before Joe Biden, to 1,956,519 in fiscal year 2021 with Joe Biden. And it went from there to 2,002,604 so far in fiscal year 2022, which still has a few months to go. Okay, so we're way, way, way into record territory, more than three times what it was in 2020. Plus, the Biden administration, these are encounters with illegal border crossers. They could result, any given encounter could result in the person, the illegal crosser, being turned back, being returned to Mexico, or being allowed to stay. Now, the Biden administration has allowed at least 1.25 million, 1.25 million, of those illegal crossers to stay in the country. And now that number could get to 2 million if what we call gotaways are included. That's referring to the crossers who eluded U.S. authorities. So the administration has a very strange definition of closed. You know, the Washington Post, Nick Miroff, their immigration reporter, just did a report from the border of Arizona and Mexico. And it was really extraordinary. There were a couple of little lines in it that were just absolutely extraordinary, really showed you how remarkable the opening of the border is. And the fact that Biden's opening of the border has attracted people from all around the world. All around the world. Biden has opened the border to the world. He has offered a huge incentive, which is being allowed to stay in the United States. That's the incentive, being allowed to stay in the country. He's offered that to an illegal border crossers, and amazingly enough, they are coming in droves. So Nick Miroff described some people who had crossed illegally into the United States the other day, crossing from Mexico into Arizona. Quote, the 15 men, all from India, clustered together anxiously in line, along with hundreds of others waiting to turn themselves in. The crowd included families from Colombia and Venezuela, smiling Cuban 20-somethings taking selfies, several young Iranians, the only ones wearing protective masks for COVID, a group of Georgians heading for New Jersey. Okay, so this is just a group waiting to turn themselves in at the border from India, Colombia, Venezuela, Cuba, Iran, and Georgia. That's what the incentives that Biden has created has resulted in. That's what has happened here. So, I mean, the idea of the border being closed is really pretty darn creative from the Biden administration's point of view. So a very strange definition of the word closed. But officials like Alejandro Mayorkas could not make that claim with some impunity and just come out and say it's closed and people just don't really laugh at them. They couldn't make the claim with impunity because most Americans, they can make the claim with impunity because most Americans don't live close enough to the border to see what is going on. And when the administration has relocated illegal border crossers inland, which they do, it has been done in secret, middle-of-the-night flights, bus trips. The idea is to keep the reality of the border away, the mess on the border, away from most Americans. The administration can claim that the border is closed because most Americans don't really know different. They don't see it of themselves. Now, that is where Greg Abbott, the Republican governor of Texas, comes in May. Now, this was after Joe Biden announced that he was going to allow even more illegal border crossers to stay in the country. And the way he was going to do that would be by rescinding Title 42, which was the Trump-era regulation that allowed U.S. officials to deny entry to crossers on the grounds of stopping the spread of COVID. Biden was going to get rid of Title 42. And when Biden makes that announcement, Greg Abbott has just had enough. His state has borne the burden of hundreds of thousands of illegal border crossers, and the governor decided to send some of those unlawful migrants from Texas to Washington, D.C., where the president could actually see them firsthand. Now, you know, Joe Biden won't visit the border. Well, maybe some of the border could visit Joe Biden. Abbott began sending buses of crossers, illegal border crossers, to the nation's capital. You've probably heard that these people have been tricked or forced or somehow coerced into coming to Washington, D.C. That is apparently not the case. Texas officials made clear to the migrants that boarding a bus was entirely voluntary, and many accepted the offer because if they intend to go somewhere in the United States, a trip to Washington might get them a lot closer to it. For example, the journey between Eagle Pass, Texas, and Washington, D.C. is 1,766 miles. You can look it up on Google Maps. If you are at the border and you hope to go to, say, New Jersey, going to Washington, D.C., courtesy of the government of the state of Texas, would get you 1,766 miles closer to where you're going. So this is not some sort of coerced or involuntary thing. These are people who are coming to Washington, D.C. because the federal government, the Biden administration, has allowed them to illegally enter the United States and stay, and it gets them closer to wherever they want to be. Now, in addition to sending people, Governor Abbott was sending a message. Now, the message is a reckless border policy has consequences. Allowing millions of people to enter the country illegally and then stay in the country creates enormous burdens on communities and governments and everyday citizens. The Biden administration cannot expect to pursue such a policy without getting some pushback from those Americans who are most affected by it. So now, with this policy, this plan to send buses of migrants to Washington, D.C., the Americans who are most affected by this now include the residents of Washington, D.C. Now, concern over these arrivals, the first buses began arriving in May. The concern over the arrivals has been rising since May. And now, more than 200 buses have made the trip. This week, Muriel Bowser, the mayor of Washington, D.C., sounded an alarm. She said, "There is a humanitarian crisis. The city is overburdened. It cannot handle this influx." And she asked President Biden to deploy the National Guard to help Washington, D.C. deal with the illegal border crossers who have come to Washington. How many of them? There are 4,000. So the mayor of Washington, D.C. says her city is overwhelmed by 4,000 illegal border crossers coming to Washington. Okay, 4,000. Now, she's asking for federal help to house and process the new arrivals, who are not only coming from Texas, but also from Arizona, where we've discussed this before. The Republican governor there, Doug Ducey, picked up on Abbott's idea and also began sending illegal border crossers to Washington. Now, Bowser blames Abbott and Ducey, the two Republican governors, for this. She accused them of, quote, cruel political gamesmanship and said, "Our ability to assist people in need at this scale is very limited. Instead of rolling up their sleeves and working with the Biden-Harris administration on a real solution, Governors Abbott and Ducey have decided to use desperate people to score political points. So our ability to assist people in need at this scale is very limited. At this scale, the mayor of Washington, D.C. is throwing up her hands at the arrival of just 4,000 illegal border crossers. I mean, what are the border state governors supposed to do with the nearly 4 million encounters over the last 2 years and the 1.25 million, maybe more than that, who have been allowed to stay in the United States? If 4,000 people sets off a crisis in a city like Washington, D.C., what about 1.25? What about 1.5, 1.75 million people at the border? Governor Abbott tweeted a response to the mayor. D.C. is experiencing a fraction of the disastrous impact the border crisis has caused Texas. Mayor Bowser should stop attacking Texas for securing the border and demand that Joe Biden do his job. That's what Greg Abbott said. D.C. is experiencing a fraction of the disastrous impact the border crisis has caused Texas. And that's just got to be true. I mean, they just raised the alarm bells at 4,000 illegal border crossers. So what happens next? That's what we're going to talk about next.
CPAC Chairman Matt Schlapp explains why firing Nancy Pelosi and winning the midterms needs to be our white-hot focus, or 2024 might not even matter. I'm Bill Walton. On the latest edition of The Bill Walton Show, Matt and I also discuss how a small number of leftists are ruining our corporations and institutions and why conservative ideas are better because they work and they make us happy. Follow The Bill Walton Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I said I was going to talk about what happens next in this border crisis busing to Washington thing. First, I did want to say, if you've been listening to the podcast, enjoying the podcast, and maybe even learning from the podcast, it would be really great if you could subscribe to the podcast. You can do it on iTunes, anywhere you get your podcast. If you listen to this podcast very much, you've heard me say this before in almost the same words, so you should really, really just do it. Subscribe to the podcast. That would be great. So, what happens next? Well, this is kind of a cop-out here. I don't know. I mean, it's unclear what happens next. Bowser seems likely to get the help that she's requested, or at least part of the help, maybe not everything, but part of the help, if only because the Biden White House does not want the border mess it created to spread to a highly visible place like Washington, D.C. There are a lot more journalists in and around Washington, D.C. than in McAllen, Texas, or Eagle Pass, Texas. Those places are not crawling with journalists. Washington, D.C. is. So you would think the Biden administration would want to take care of this problem and make it as quiet as possible. But here's the thing. Whatever happens here, however this is resolved, if it is in fact resolved, whatever happens, Governor Abbott has made an extremely important point. I don't really think I gave him enough credit for this at the beginning, but the way things have turned out, he has made an extremely important point. Chaos on the border is a national problem. It is not just a problem for the four states that border Mexico. It is a national problem. Joe Biden has not visited the border. He hadn't gone to the border to see the effects that his policies have had there. So what Governor Abbott, and after him Governor Ducey, are helping the president do is to learn about the crisis on the border without ever leaving the White House. A very important thing. And it also tests the resolve and the sincerity of places like Washington, D.C., which declare themselves sanctuary cities and then go nuts when 4,000 people need sanctuary. So that's what I wanted to talk about, this humanitarian crisis declared by the mayor of Washington, D.C., after the governors of Texas and Arizona send a relatively small number of illegal border crossers from Texas and Arizona to Washington, D.C. So I'm really glad you could listen. Always appreciate when you do, and hope you can join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.
Joe Manchin caves and the Republicans get rolled on climate legislation. Biden wants to release a notorious terrorist in exchange for two Americans held in Russia. And just a small minority of Americans believe it's important for people to be married if they have kids together. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Join us. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.